will be at Bud Walton Arena tonight for Arkansas and Indiana State. The Sycamores coming to town for the first round of the NIT. Matt Zimmerman, assistant basketball coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, joins us now. Matt, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
Matt, tell us a little bit about this Indiana State basketball team that comes in tonight for the first round of the NIT.
They've got us worried. You know, they're a team that can really shoot the basketball. And, you know, the three things to sum them up. Number one, they're really, really tough kids. Number two, they're an older team. Everybody they put, they don't have any freshmen. You know, they play a lot of seniors and juniors, older kids, experienced. They've been around the block. And the third thing is they can shoot the cover off the basketball. And if you're not guarding them, they're going to bury a bunch of three-pointers because they can shoot it. And they get to the free throw line, and they've been shooting since the last 2 months. They've been shooting almost 80% from the free throw line. They just don't miss free throws, and they know how to get to the free throw line, especially the guard, number 13, Odom. He's an outstanding basketball player. That's the three things that sum up. They're really, really tough. They're an older, experienced veteran team, and number three, they shoot the basketball.
Matt, do you think you guys might press or trap any tonight?
No, Wally, we're not going to do that. We're going to sit back in that 2-3 zone. Hey, let me tell you something. We're going to come out, and we're going to sit in the zone, and we're going to back up, and we're not going to touch them. And I ran into their head coach, Greg Lansing, when they were coming in for shoot-around this morning. I was out on the floor with one of our guys. We were walking off the floor, and he came in. He said, "Coach, I know you guys aren't going to press tonight, are you?" And I said, "No, sir, not one time." And so, we're going to try to get after them a little bit. And see, one thing about them now, Wally, that these guys get about 10 turnovers a game. They don't turn it over. And, right. And the reason they don't is because of this outstanding point guard they have. And the people that I've talked to in the Missouri Valley Conference and a couple of people that played them in the non-conference, they all just rave about this kid. And you can't get him to turn the basketball over. And if they come in here and only have 10 turnovers tonight, I'm Indiana State. I walk out of the gym with 8, 9, 10 turnovers against the Razorbacks. I'm feeling like I'm going to win the ballgame.
I know the point guard.
Now, that being said, there's a lot of teams that come in here and we get 20, 25 turnovers on. So, that's what we're going to try to do tonight, and I don't know if we can do it. That's the game plan.
He averages almost 3 assists to 1 turnover.
Yeah, he does. Jake Odom, he's just solid. He just doesn't turn the ball over. And one thing we're trying to emphasize to our guys, this guy, this is an athlete. This guy's fast with the basketball. Now, when you see this team, you're going to think, because they don't look the part. I mean, they got guys out there with full beards. I mean, I'm telling you, they can play. They are outstanding screeners. They know how to get each other open. And the one thing about the Missouri Valley, this is a league that has guys that come in as high school kids. They start off as freshmen. They come out of high school, and then they're there for 4 years. And that's what we're seeing with the Sycamores. This is guys that have been in the program for 4 years or for 3 years. They've been playing together. They're not JUCO transfers. They're not guys that are going to one and done to the NBA. They're guys that go to a program and they stay, and they're very successful. And that's why they're 23-10. This team is 9-6 in road games. That says a lot about Indiana State. 9-6 on the road.
Matt, obviously the crowd could be a huge factor tonight. Tickets, $15. Talk a little bit about fans and how they can go about getting tickets to tonight's game.
Well, there's a lot of ways. Right now, the ticket office is open. ArkansasRazorbacks.com is open. I talked to Bethany about 10 minutes ago down in our ticket office, and I consider myself a salesman, so I'm always up trying to get people to come. And this season, in the conference games, we averaged 15,000 people to Bud Walton Arena for the conference game. That's tremendous. That says a lot about Razorback basketball fans. And the Razorback nation has been unbelievable coming to these games and the conference play. But for this game, we hadn't sold as many. And it's a fast turnaround. We didn't find out till almost 8 o'clock Sunday night. We're playing 48 hours later. I think it's $5 for a student. And a normal ticket to Bud Walton Arena, whether it's a November early season game or a conference game in February, the ticket's $25. And for this game, they can come for $15 to the NIT game, and you'll see some great basketball. And we sold over 11,000 season tickets, Trey, and the renewals of the people, of the season ticket holders, didn't buy all those up for the NIT. So there's a lot of really good tickets out there. And so we don't know what the crowd's going to be like tonight. Maybe 5, 6, 7,000 people. We don't know. But we need the crowd. Hopefully it'll be kind of a loud energy crowd. Maybe there'll be some people that don't normally get to come to Razorback basketball games that'll come and race and cane and make it a good atmosphere for us, because we're going to need every advantage we can get against Indiana State.
Coach, and you said it was a quick turnaround. I'm curious. I looked at the schedule, and I didn't notice any common opponents. What film did y'all watch on this Indiana State?
Well, I watched two of their Wichita State games. Their game, which was the last game they played, at home against. They played in St. Louis in what they call Arch Madness, which is their conference tournament. And then I watched their game at home against Wichita State, where they played really well, but they didn't win. And then I know Southern Illinois' coach is pretty good, and so I kind of know how they like to play. And I watched them play Southern Illinois, and they played them three times as well. I watched two of those games. One of them, they beat them in the conference tournament semis, and they really played outstanding. That was one of the best games that they played. And then we watched the Notre Dame game. They went to Notre Dame in the non-conference and put it on them, you know, beat them by double figures, and they shot the cover off the ball. And Notre Dame really had a hard time guarding all these shooters that they have. And Odom had an outstanding game, and they couldn't keep him in front of them. He's really fast with the ball. He gets in the lane. He uses fakes. He keeps you off balance. He shot 200-something free throws, you know. And then that's another thing tonight, you know. We don't know who the referees will be. You know, it might be Wally, Matt, and Trey reffing tonight. We've got no idea.
And Wally can't get up and down the floor but about 7-8 times.
But I like your chances if we are.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hopefully you guys will help us out. But, so, you know, you don't know how the game's going to be called. Is it going to be like the SEC tournament where it was really, really touchy, where anything to touch was a foul? But inside the paint, you know, it was WWF inside the paint. You know, is it going to be that way? Are they going to call everything tight? Are they going to be, you know, so we have to adjust. And it'll probably be officials we hadn't seen. They'll probably be coming from New York or from the West Coast or somewhere else. So, you know, we'll have to adjust to how the game's called.
Matt, real quick, we've got just about probably a minute left. How has the team responded after coming back to Fayetteville? I know losing at Alabama and then losing in the first round of the SEC tournament, obviously not the way they wanted to finish the season.
No. It was devastating, really. You know, it was a devastating feeling for all the players, five seniors, the staff, everyone, you know. And we were all very down. Leaving Atlanta on Friday was just a miserable, miserable feeling, you know. And Coach gave him off Friday and Saturday, which, you know, I didn't know if he would do that, because I knew I was chomping at the bit to just wear him out, you know. But the coach was really smart. And a bunch of the guys came up on Saturday and shot on their own and did work out on their own. And then we practiced on Sunday. And matter of fact, we practiced Sunday afternoon. And kind of when all the selection stuff was going on, and we got after them. And we had that's when I knew this team still wants to play. Because you guys know the NIT, you don't know. But none of these guys have played in the NCAA tournament or the NIT. So they even the seniors, they've not played in anything. So they were very disappointed. But they know that there's basketball here, and they're excited. And we've had a couple high energy practices. I don't know how great they've been, but they've been high energy, and hopefully we'll be ready to play today.
Matt, good luck tonight.
Yeah, good luck, Coach.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. Go Hawks.